producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here we are in occupied North America, coming from FEMA Region 6. What FEMA region is Philadelphia in? FEMA Region 2, I think? Jakari Jackson joins us. Sounds like a third world country or East Germany. Can't even get a cab at the airport at 10 o'clock at night after walk miles through the cold rain to get to their hotel, and just checkpoints everywhere, TSA everywhere, just all a ridiculous power grab. Jakari Jackson, report on what happened.
Yeah, so well, you may have noticed this red band that I have on my wrist. This was our express pass just to access our hotel. Because after we got to the hotel, after our two-hour walk, we were going out to get a bite to eat. They said, hey, wait, you need to get your band. I was like, what do we need this band for? To get back in the hotel. Because they wouldn't let us walk down the street unless we had a band, even though we paid to get into the hotel. And every time we came in and out, like, where's your band? Where's your band? I'm like, we paid to come into this hotel. Why are you guys harassing us like this? David called one of the ladies a junior Nazi. She didn't like that too much. But that's pretty much what it is. Like, so they get people in on the action, so you don't just have to watch people be harassed. You can get in on the act and do it yourself. So these are the things that we've had to endure. And going back over the past few days, you guys may have noticed some of these barricades. Maybe we can show them these bicycle racks right here, David. Now imagine, they've cleared it up a little bit because they know it's the last day, but imagine these racks clear across the street, also concrete barriers, which are a little bit further down the street. And we saw a very amusing scene. We didn't get to capture it on camera, but there is a golf cart, you know, full of cops. They're trying to drive down the street, and they're like, oh, crap, we can't drive down the street because there's a bunch of barricades on it. And then we just stood there and watched them. And David's like, I wonder if they can figure this out. It's like watching a kid put together a puzzle. So they were sitting there, and they're like, oh, we can drive on the sidewalk. So they hop on the sidewalk and drive down the sidewalk. And David made the excellent point that if a golf cart can drive down the sidewalk, can a car do the exact same
thing? Sure, it's all total theater to conditions. It's all theater.
That's all it is. It's complete security theater. And as we were talking about earlier, how the Pope has more security here in Philadelphia than Obama has in Washington, D.C., you go up to Washington, D.C., you can get as close to the White House as the front gate. That's not the issue. You know, of course, they have Secret Service and all that stuff, but you can walk up there. To get anywhere around here, you have to go through multiple checkpoints. You have to have a ticket unless you're Jakari Jackson. And when, in such case, you just walk right into the thing.
Well, they don't even have this much security for G20. It's like the Pope is the king of Earth.
Pretty much. That's how people are reacting to him. You know, and everybody says, just like David pointed out, he's such a humble guy, stepping off his private jet. How you doing, young fella? Hey. Yes. So, yeah, these are things that we've gone through. And what I was talking about earlier, Alex, when we went to Times Square, anybody who's been to Times Square knows it's a nightmare to navigate, whether you're on foot or whether you're in a taxi cab. It was easier to get around Times Square, where the Pope was actually speaking at Madison Square Garden, than it has been to get around in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's the only person here. There's no UN here. There's no Obama here. But they shut down the city more for one man than they did for Obama or for the UN up in New York. It's been completely ridiculous.
Well, you got Philadelphia, you got Penn State nearby. I mean, this is the pedophile command base, so they know how to keep the King PDP safe.
Yes, I'd really like for them to actually prosecute some of these guys. I was reading some of the quotes from the Pope. He said something like, we're going to observe the situation or something along those lines. Like, no, how about we're going to prosecute these guys who have done these crimes, put people into these prisons because they don't need to be in these dioceses doing these harm, doing such harm to children. Of course, it's not all people, but the people they know who are guilty, why aren't these people in these prisons, Alex?
Well, it's a large contingent. I mean, they took over, and a lot of other institutions have been taken over by these people. It's just crazy. Well, Jakari, you've been on the road 6 days. Great job. You looking forward to getting back to Austin?
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to sleeping in my own bed. It's going to be a welcome change of pace.
Well, I know David's going to take off a week, and you're welcome to take off as well. We're kind of a skeleton crew. We'll miss you, Jakari. But how much time are you planning to take off, Jakari?
One or 2 days. I'll be back.
It's awesome to have you around. I'm glad you're addicted to fighting tyranny. Great job. 30 seconds left. Anything else?
Yes, I would like to just end with this note. As far as all the things that have happened while the Pope has been visiting here, the thing that bothered me the most is when he said Christ failed on the cross. And I did a report earlier in the day. People can go look at it while I reference certain scriptures. But Christ didn't fail on the cross. He knew he was going to die on the cross, and he said, "I'm giving myself willingly." So I was very disturbed to hear something like that come out.
He said that? I didn't know that. That was Christ's ultimate triumph.
Yeah, and he said he failed on the cross. That's the ABC News. I'm sure it's on multiple other news outlets.
The devil will say, Jakari. I'm sorry.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
There is a reign of terror, not just here in the United States, but across the world against free speech. I remember growing up watching the news, reading the newspaper 35 years ago, 20 years ago. I remember first being on air 20 years ago and seeing mainstream media criticize communist China for restricting free speech, for arresting political dissidents, for setting up political dissidents, for doing white glove inspections of the businesses of free market pro-America political dissidents. And our government and our media would rightfully criticize China harvesting political dissidents' organs, Chinese spies in our government, things like that. And that's just one example. But in the past 15 years or so, our media has stopped criticizing political persecution around the world, unless it's in Russia. And there's some of that going on in Russia. And we criticize it here as well. But if you look at Lois Lerner auditing, harassing tens of thousands of different Christian, conservative, libertarian, veteran, pro-gun groups, you name it, anything right of Mao Zedong, if you look at the different Republican governors that have been indicted and the Texas Attorney General indicted and Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, for getting five of his friends to donate to a political campaign, he didn't fill out the right paperwork, indicted, 9 months in prison. Huge fines. And you look at no tax exemption authorizations issued in the last 5 years to conservative groups. Only one, and over, again, 12,000 total issued to Democrats and liberals and socialists. They're using regulations. They're using the power of the state to shut down all political speech that doesn't agree with them. And the Republicans are intimidated, they're blackmailed, they're bullied into it. The great news this week is that we saw John Boehner step down. A Tea Party rebellion in the House, a vacate the chair vote that we helped push on Twitter and Facebook with Congressman Walter Jones, who spearheaded it. He joined us Friday. You, the listeners of this show, helped put the heat on Boehner to make him resign on Friday. Boehner, who promoted Obamacare, gun control, open borders, protected Obama on Fast and Furious, and so many other crimes in Benghazi. He's gone. There's now a leadership fight, and no one from his leadership group, not McCarthy, not any of them, should be in there. And we'll be promoting in the next few weeks who Congressman Jones and others believe will be the best for the leadership. Ted Cruz, also in the Senate, supported the move, along with Rand Paul, to get rid of Boehner. So we've got good people who don't want to destroy this country, who are in Congress and who are leading and having an effect. Obama is incredibly unpopular. The Democrats are incredibly unpopular. The RINOs, Republican name only, are very unpopular. But what we're seeing here is a massive criminal pushback against those of us that are calling to non-armed Syrian rebels like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You're seeing a massive pushback in Europe against mainline Germans that don't want open borders or to pay for all these illegal immigrants. You're seeing them get 120 days in jail, no judge, no jury, 5,000 euro fines. We've got an article up on Infowars.com. Anti-ISIS artwork banned from free speech event after outcry from London police. We'll show TV viewers the artwork. It's those little foxes and bunny rabbits you buy at Michael's or other art supply stores, dressed up having a picnic, happy, and here comes ISIS over the hill with their machine guns and their Al-Qaeda flag, and the police, quote, banned the event or said you've got to pay £36,000 or $55,000 for us to protect you if you have this event. That's how they end free speech. And now the UN has come out and said ban any speech criticizing feminism in any way. That's Breitbart. The UN wants to censor the entire internet to, quote, save feminist feelings. And on major universities, they're telling people any criticism of cultural Marxism, you will be kicked off, you will be given academic suspension or probation. And I even know people. This is happening, too, in Austin, Texas. I mean, they're moving with totalitarianism right now. And now we are seeing the Federal Trade Commission and the SEC are in the news this week announcing they have jurisdiction over the internet, not just the FCC that just declared it this year, and that they're going to censor anybody they feel like. So it's on. And I wanted to bring you Joe Bannister, who Media Bypass first interviewed him. And then I went and interviewed him in California while I was covering Operation Urban Warrior, a big martial law drill in 99. And he had just resigned from the Treasury Department, an armed agent of the IRS who did raids on people. A lot of them were bad criminals. But the point is, he had a great career. His whole family's basically in law enforcement. He hears a radio show. Just recapping, claiming that the IRS is a fraud and that the Federal Reserve's private. He doesn't believe it. Spends 2 years investigating it. Finds out it's true. Goes to his superiors. And they say, just resign. Then they indicted him and took him to trial multiple times for his free speech. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle with a straight face. You know, former Treasury agent faces years in jail for telling people that the Federal Reserve's private. This is what they do. But the jury saw him, heard him, and the system was defeated. Now InfoWars, I've learned from two different FBI sources and another source, has an entire white-collar task force under Obama's orders for 2 years digging into us, looking for anything they can get. That didn't work, so now they've gone to the Federal Trade Commission and are trying to find something to come after us. And the thing is, if the feds come after you, they'll go ahead and just make stuff up. Thank God juries and people now know that the government's so criminal, you can't. I mean, I had a high-level Texas judge, because I went and Googled his name after he stopped me on the street, go, you know, Alex, I used to think you were a kook, but we saw it all come out with Lois Lerner. They really are targeting conservatives, libertarians, and Christians. They really are setting them up. They really are doing this. What have you been assaulted? Have you been attacked? And I was like, yeah, I've had EEOC made up stuff. I've had IRS stuff. I've had state stuff. And man, these people just show up shaking with hate. But they can't believe they're even here. And I just go, well, you're here to persecute us. Go ahead. Your karma must be really good. And they can't ever find anything. And I haven't made a big deal about it on air because, you know, they want to intimidate everybody. That's what they're trying to do. But we got the fox, the wolf circling the camp here. I mean, of course, I expect this. I mean, they think it scares me or intimidates me. I suddenly went from being exhausted when I learned about this week, from the third source, basically, to just incredible energy. I'm so blessed to be in this position, to be able to stand up against these evil people, to be able to reach tens of millions of people a day now, that it's just a blessing from God. But I immediately thought about Joe Bannister who was successful, doing great, a family man, children, going up to the ranks, a CPA, and then having to lose his job for his conscience, and then they came after him even more. But then he went through the fire. He went through the fiery furnace. He went through the lion's den. And I was just thinking, I can't feel sorry for myself. I want to fight tyranny. We are fighting tyranny. Those little babies can't fight those scalpels. You've seen a baby alive. They pull out of the womb to harvest. It's fighting the scalpel with its little hand. We're standing up for those children, folks. What do we expect from these killers? I'm a grown man who's smart and has energy and has friends and has capital. And I went and investigated the FTC heads. I already knew what I'd see before I did it. All Democrats appointed by Obama. One of them's former Biden chief advisor, Obama advisor. I mean, this is an honor. Biden's got his other son over there running the takeover of the gas pipelines and making billions in Ukraine. And this is just a bunch of seedy people. So they want to go up against me? Good. You got the full faith and credit of the rotten, evil federal government behind you? I got the full faith and credit of God behind me who empowered George Washington, 1776. I love it. We'll be back with Joe Bannister.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out scorebig.com.
And now save even more at scorebig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 2424.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We've got Joe Bannister with us on the line. We're going to go to this American hero here in a moment. As I said, just recant, say that the IRS is good, that the Federal Reserve is good, and we'll leave you alone. He said, no, I'm not going to. Well, we're going to put you in prison. This is how evil the people are that work in this government. But others are just cowards. They just are scared. They want their paycheck. They'll do anything for it. We've interviewed a lot of firefighters, including senior ones, who saw the bombs going off, heard the countdown to blow up World Trade Center 7 on 9/11. And they'll say, I waited till I retired so they wouldn't take my pension. And I appreciate their courage. They've got more courage than most. But they'll say almost all the firefighters know it was bombs, but they're scared to say it. It's like I had a Hollywood guy on. I was criticizing George Soros for being a Nazi collaborator. And the Hollywood person, I'm not going to say his name to put him down, he said, but Alex, the Nazis would have killed him. Well, I mean, you can put a gun to my head and say, go round up women and children for us, we're going to kill you. Pull the damn trigger then. I mean, I just don't get this go along with evil because everybody's so scared. I was thinking about everybody persecuted by this alien force that's taken over the federal government. This isn't the Vatican doing all this. This isn't Catholics. It's been taken over. That's even in mainstream news. It's blackmailed. This isn't the federal government. It's globalist. It's a corporate takeover. Internet prodigy activist Aaron Swartz was mad that a major university had 50-year-old stuff on it they hadn't released to the public, so he grabbed it off their server and put it out to the public. And so they were going to put him in prison for life, and then he, quote, committed suicide. Folks, they killed him better than a hammer. He had just gotten, was getting married. He said he was going to beat the indictment. He was going to be a cause celeb. He was going to fight it. He got super lawyers, and the feds knew they couldn't beat him, so they took him, and they hung him by the neck until dead. That's what they do. Well, here's the deal. I have transcended you. I'm not afraid. Whatever happens, if I'm destroyed, I win. If I defeat the globalist, I win. I will not stand here as the innocent or persecuted and attacked anymore. For the balance of the hour, he joins us. Joe Bannister, Freedom Above Fortune is the name of his website, and he's, of course, written books on the subject of what he faced. Most of our listeners know who he is, but he is a true person who faced major political repercussions and fought through it. Many of the IRS Treasury agents and agents that spoke out and signed letters in USA Today with full-page ads were promptly indicted and are in federal prison right now. So this is the reign of evil in the so-called free country we live in. And they think you're cowards. They think we're doing their job here covering all this, that you'll just crawl under a rock because you're scared. You should be scared of not standing up. Not standing up got us here. America was special because we did stand up. We weren't perfect, but we were one of the freest countries in history because we did stand up. Acting like jellyfish brings the criminals. Criminals don't hit hard targets. They hit soft targets. Joe Bannister, thank you for joining us. I want to get your take just on general persecution, the IRS scandal, all of them getting away with it, just the incredible crimes and where you see this nation going.
Hi, Alex. Well, hey, thanks for having me. Always enjoy coming on the show. The cesspool there in the government is deep, isn't it? I mean, the tentacles of the federal government reaching out to state governments and local governments through grants and all kinds of strings. And, when you want to find out how free you are, just exercise a little bit of your freedom.
Well said. Where should we start? Recapping what happened to you or just the huge modern open persecution? I mean, they admit Obama has prosecuted more journalists, more whistleblowers than all presidents combined. I mean, it is a reign of terror on the press.
Well, I think you make we make a lot of good points, Alex. But one of the ones you make is that, you know, it's not a good idea to be a jellyfish. As you said, when you first found out about this extra scrutiny that you might be facing, you do go through a little period of, oh, woe is me. Maybe that's kind of natural because I've gone through that too. But it doesn't take long, especially if you're a praying man or woman, to just ask God for strength, and boom, there it is. And then you're ready for battle again. So, I would encourage you, as somebody who's been through this and could go through it again, you're in good shape. You've got, it's been 10 years. It was 10 years in June that I was prosecuted, as you mentioned, for four felonies, one of which was conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. And, and you also mentioned the jury. I still keep in touch with one of the jurors, and, the stuff he puts in his emails to me about there was no evidence, this is crazy that they put you through this, they put your family through this. That's happening to you too. I mean, this doesn't just happen to you, it happens to your family. But again, the thing that served me the best is prayer and recognizing that God knows what's going on. He knows that there's evil in the world, and he expects us good people to speak up in defense of others and in defense of good, to be good examples. So I'm always astounded at how deep the corruption is, in the government. And there's people that say, well, then we just need to do away with government completely. I've never bought into that. We need to do away with the people that are corrupting our government. And I do believe that the system that was set in place by the Constitution, is flawed as any man-made system can be flawed. But it's really taken a tailspin, especially over the last 50 years.
Well, if we can't fix the corruption, no new system's going to work either. And this has been a takeover. And you're absolutely right. When I said going to break, hey, God's more powerful than these people, my statement was not arrogant. Hey, God's on my side. My statement was, these people think they're God. They're not. And tyrants are never invincible. And look how unpopular the federal government is. Look how the truth's coming out about it. Look how Boehner had to step down. These people need to stop being so cocky. And look at how reprobate and evil this system's become.
Right. And as you often refer to yourself, I think quite correctly, being the tip of the spear, when you're the tip of the spear, you're going to meet somebody else's shield or another spear pointed at you. And so you just have to be prepared, as I know you are. But as I say, it's been 10 years in June that I was prosecuted and acquitted, rightfully so. But even then, my defense effort at that time dollars 10 years ago was about $250,000, and it was through the donations of thousands of Americans, some giving $5, some giving $500, and I basically had to give up 7 months of my time preparing for trial, because you don't want to over prepare. You'd rather over prepare for a test than under prepare. But with yourself and the following that you have, good people out there, you can see how much support you get when you're not getting attacked, at least not publicly. But if they come after you, Alex, we're all going to be ready right behind that.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate it, brother. That's why they do come after us. It's going to be really cooked up, I've been told, because they're not going to want to miss. But it just shows how the government before wouldn't publicly arm Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the Middle East. They're just doing it. They wouldn't be publicly persecuting people with the IRS. I mean, MSNBC says it's good to do that. They just are so delusional. They think they can. They're like Hitler invading the Soviet Union. They're just crazy. Stay there, Joe. Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs.
custom Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Danger zone, baby. Don't want to be anywhere else.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Looking at some of the headlines on Infowars.com, they're just so crazy. But the good news is, it's not me saying our government's funding Al-Qaeda. Now it's top generals. It's not Infowars saying fluoride causes brain cancer and bone cancer. It's Harvard. It's just all coming out. It's amazing. I was looking at Drudge Report after I looked at Infowars, DrudgeReport.com. Feds develop an app to predict psychological status of Americans. Look at that. And then they put in the data to claim, you know, you're mentally ill or anti-government. How government is trying to control what you think. The Washington Post, see, they've gone from denying it to, oh, the CIA is involved domestically, involved in propaganda to control you and your family. Oh, migrant mayhem, Germany is in a state of siege. gangs of men roaming the streets raping women, and if you criticize it, you're arrested. I mean, it's just leftist insanity. Video shows vicious attack on 83-year-old man in parking lot. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then we've got the super blood moon tonight, I guess the fifth or sixth record amount of these solar eclipses. I don't get into all that, but I am going to go to a friend's place and barbecue tonight, and I'm going to do a Facebook mentions, probably 30-minute program once the blood moon gets kicking, like 8:15 to 9:45. It goes full blood moon at 9:45. Everybody thinks it's the end of the world and all this stuff. I don't think that. But there are a lot of real global crises going on right now, and the elite do believe in this kind of stuff, so who knows what they'll pull. We're going to be covering that tonight at the Alexander Emmerich Jones Facebook. Okay, Joe Bannister, I didn't talk to you before you came on the show. I know you've got Freedom Above Fortune, the book. I want to talk about one of your newer websites that's really excellent. We'll put it on screen. That's Agent for Truth. Again, Agent for Truth, and you can give us the full URL if folks want to visit that. Joe, I could sit here and ask the questions. Well, when people go to agentfortruth.com, they can see all the research, all the backup data about the Federal Reserve, about the IRS. Instead of me asking the questions, what do you want to impart to viewers and listeners right now about the state of the world as we try to focus in on this incredible persecution? I see the persecution intensifying because the system knows it's discredited, it's has low approval ratings, it's in trouble. There are good people throughout government and corporations and private life who are telling the truth. They've got to be really scared right now.
Oh, they are, Alex. And as unpleasant as being attacked is, and as unpleasant as the period when you're defending yourself is, it definitely provides you an opportunity to shed the light, to show the light on the corruption and what's really going on. So getting through the persecution and seeing the other side, it helps then to see, look back and think, wow, you know, if they hadn't attacked me in that way or that way, we wouldn't have been able to put out this piece of information or that piece of information. And so they have to come out of the shadows in order to come after us, to different people. And so it really is important for every single listener out there that you can make a big difference just by spreading the word to others, just by being an informed person, as informed as possible. And, of course, being a good example, because the more even-keeled that you are, the more calm that you are, the more believable you are, and that people will at least check out what you have to say rather than just dismissing outright.
In your gut, where do you see the balance of evil versus good right now, and what's your gut tell you is coming in the future?
Well, of course, you know, being I'm actually a Catholic. I don't know if you're probably were aware of that.
Sure, I'm aware of that.
You know, I share a lot of your concerns about what we see leadership, whether it be in the church or at the UN or in our own government. In fact, some of my relatives would always say, you know, why do you bother? You know, there's so much evil out there, you're never going to prune it back enough. But of course, that falls on deaf ears for people like you and me, I'm sure. but I am really concerned, and I just think all we can do is expose what's going on for everyone to take a look. Obviously, evil and corrupt people like to operate in the shadows, so the more light that you can shine on what's going on. You know, as far as the income tax issue itself, I mean, there are so many avenues with which the government is cheating us and depriving us of our rights. I'm almost I feel bad about, you know, trying to just hone in on the income tax because everything is interrelated. But I would encourage people, if go to agentfortruth.com. There's a section called Learn More, and I try to lay out a way that people can educate themselves for free, you know, just to kind of get an idea of what's going on, and then also how the income tax does intertwine with the monetary system and the other corruption. And as you pointed out with Lois Lerner and all of these congressional hearings,
it's going to come out. I mean, just to throw this in, that They admit they targeted libertarians and conservatives and Christians. They admit they don't issue 501c3s to conservatives. It's total discrimination. It's total evil. And then MSNBC, I don't know if you've seen these clips, we've played them, gets up and goes, yeah, you're evil. You're the Tea Party. Of course we're going to arrest you. It's just weird to see all these weak little socialists cheerleading like it's fun to arrest everybody they don't agree with. They're just such creeps.
Well, that's one of the sad aspects of an income tax, right? Whoever's in the, whatever administration is in power, you can go after your enemies. And it works either way, right? Republican Richard Nixon or Democrat Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. That system is just waiting for them to take the reins of power and then throttle their enemies. And notice, maybe I missed it, Alex, but it has a single head rolled in the IRS. And I mean, when the lawmakers and the bureaucrats see that even this level of despicable conduct doesn't merit losing your retirement or losing your job, all they do is reshuffle the deck and promote people and bribe them with more money, a better position, and no heads roll. So the next cadre of evil and corrupt bureaucrats and officials are going to take an even greater step. And that's why we, the people, need to get out and take an even greater step of exposing them and waking up more Americans to do something.
AgentForTruth.com, Joe Bannister, a true American hero, is our guest. Joe, we're going to go to break here in a moment. I'll come back and give you the floor to talk about solutions, what you'd replace the income tax with, where you see all this going, other things people can do. I know a lot of the feds used to work with didn't believe you 15 years ago. Now they call you up and apologize. You can probably recap some of that. It's important for folks to know, and everybody in the government is bad. They're just compartmentalized. But before we go to break in the next minute and a half, I just wonder if people realize that America isn't just an island in the world, that there's all sorts of other problems around the planet, and that this is all part of a larger global degeneration that I see happening.
I couldn't agree more. And, of course, looking at other countries and other areas of the world, we can see our future. Right, because there's other countries and other places where the evil and corrupt officials can implement their evil deeds quicker and more rapidly because the people may be more prone to giving in, that kind of thing. Americans are generally, they're going to go down fighting, and so we'll probably be the last to where they really throttle us. So take a look around, everybody. Look around at what's happening in these other countries with these migrant invasions and the way that the government's even more corrupt. They outlaw simply defending yourself in your own home, as they do in Europe. Look at what's going to be coming here very soon to a neighborhood near you.
Well said. We'll talk about solutions with Joe Bannister straight ahead, agentfortruth.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. The globalists don't want prosperity. They want control. They want to run the whole show. They crave it. And we've just got to stand up against them, and they will fall. Look, Boehner just had to resign. Hillary's in deep trouble. They're not invincible, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I look at headlines out of the London Telegraph. We wrote a story about it at Infowars.com, where they had a free speech event because Brits are worried, UK citizens are worried about losing free speech, where they dressed up little dolls as ISIS fighters and just showed them coming over a green grass hill to other little bunny rabbits having a tea party, having a picnic. And there's no violence, but that's banned by the police. No free speech. You cannot make this up. And in Germany, if you criticize any of it, you're arrested. The left is making its move. It's not the left, folks. They have just tailored it and packaged it as the left. And the Republicans have gone along with it. The other parties have gone along with it in Europe. The good news is McConnell's gone. Excuse me, Freudian slip. Boehner's gone. And now it has begun. Top RNC official calls for a move to remove Mitch McConnell from the Senate leadership position. We'll be covering this more on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Going back to Joe Bannister. Joe, the establishment, as you know, likes to act like it's invincible. Well, this one is completely illegitimate. America is in its death throes right now with open borders. You mentioned the giant migrant invasions, the Democratic Party, the Pope, everybody telling us we've got to pay for this or we're bad. just bizarre behavior when Saudi Arabia hasn't taken, quote, one migrant, but then Europe's supposed to. I think, again, this shows their desperate move for Cloward and Piven. But finally, comment on that, because you mentioned it before the break, and then talk about solutions. What do you think? You're a really smart guy. What should we replace the IRS with? Because we didn't have it, as you know, until 1913. The average American wasn't taxed by it until the 50s. I mean, how do we get our prosperity back? What are solutions from the mind of Joe Bannister at agentfortruth.com?
Thanks, Alex. Well, as far as the immigration issue or the Pope and what we're being told, one thing that gripes me is that the countries that, say, if we're talking about U.S. and the Mexican and South American, Central American migrants that come up this way, we get berated for not just laying out the red carpet, but I don't hear, even internationally, how much berating is going on for the countries that they come from. Because what kind of cesspool, how bad, how stinky must the cesspool be to cause any person, any human being, to uproot, leave everything, take a dangerous, route on trains and with coyotes and, the humankind, the so-called humans, the dangers that they encounter to come here, what kind of ugly, stinking cesspool are they coming from, and where is the clamor for a cleanup, of those cesspools, rather than just berating us for, not welcoming these new neighbors? Why make the poor people go through that in the first place? How about cleaning up where they live now? I have, through in-laws and other family, they've immigrated from Europe, from Italy. It's a tough thing, and they're glad they came, but why put people through that? Maybe they don't want to be put through that. Maybe they'd actually like to, be helped to clean up their own country so that they can remain speaking their language and living their culture out, rather than going through the dangers of coming here. And the cool thing about being Catholic is that things like immigration or the death penalty, or there's certain things that are non-negotiable. You can't be a Catholic and be for abortion. But you can be a Catholic and be make prudential judgments about something like immigration or climate change. You can disagree with the Pope or your bishop about that you think climate change is a bunch of bunk, or that immigration, there's a lot of dangerous people that come with the migrants, and that can present a danger to the people, living where does these migrants want to come to.
Sure, I can't go to Mexico and have my babies for free.
Exactly. So, I think that, as far as it's not like, I'm a Catholic, so I can't speak up about these things. You really have quite a bit of freedom to speak up and let
well, since your, you mentioned let, that, I mean, because the last popes and people, like, say, Pope, John Paul II was anti-communist, free market, anti-abortion. That's why I was never, the people that love to bash Catholics, I never joined that. I saw the media always attacking Catholics. What does it say when the whole leftist media suddenly loves this pope? I mean, it's just pretty wild.
And it gives me great concern, because if you're loved by the world, you got a lot, or somebody that you that's running your church is loved by the world. You have to watch out. Now, I think that there's certain messages that Pope Francis puts out there, talking about the Beatitudes and all kinds of things, defending the unborn. That I happen to agree with. But again, it's not like Catholics have to be lockstep about these other matters. They call them prudential matters. You use prudence, prudential judgment, to determine, well, what is really the safest and the most just way to deal with these issues?
That's a key point. Maybe the media is taking statements he makes and only taking those out of context to misrepresent overall what's being said, because I can get really nasty and I want to be fair about it. So I'll have to investigate that. Shifting gears, what would you do about the IRS? What's a better system? A sales tax? I'd be for it if they actually got rid of the income tax, but I don't want to have a new one and then keep both.
Right, and I'm afraid of that too. How many times have they done a bait and switch on us? Fool me once, So I would be very concerned that something like a national sales tax would be the bait and switch would be, oh, we're going to get rid of that income tax right after we implement the national sales tax. And then we have both because they're not going to get rid of the income tax, which is a great way to control and intimidate people. The other thing that concerns me about this national sales tax as it's been formulated in AB 25 or not AB, but, you know, Bill 25, I believe, where it's actually been articulated and put into a bill. The thing that concerns me, if you look and see the bureaucracy that's involved there with the national sales tax, they claim that, oh, the IRS will go away and the rank and file American isn't going to have to worry about forms anymore. That's not what the bill says. The bill actually puts the onus, if you buy a good and you don't pay a tax on it, you're required to file a return yourself to report it. So
it creates new tax police running around going after swap meets.
Exactly. So I read the fine print. I mean, I'm all for simplifying the tax system and certainly, you know, getting rid of the IRS, quote unquote. But the thing I'm concerned with is, you know, Americans don't read the fine print.
Let's not replace it with something even worse.
Right. I mean, look how the income tax turned out. It started out with a 1% tax rate. Of course, the truth be known, they had to backtrack after the Supreme Court case, the Brewshaber case, and that's what this whole rub is about the income tax. There are tax laws that reach out and touch an American that might go work abroad or a non-resident alien who comes here to work, that kind of thing. But the average American living here and working here is not embraced by the federal tax laws as they're written. And that's just a fact.
Because they can only write it back to them in jurisdiction for somebody via kind of like a tariff, right? They're offshore.
Exactly. And that's why I encourage people to read more about it because, you know, this isn't a sales pitch to take on the IRS one-on-one. But the fact is it's a deep and stinking fraud, and I think you ought to know about it.
Well, it's in the Communist Manifesto. You know, they put that in there 20 years before, and then we suddenly make it law here. This is not a good idea. You know, I call you a hero, but you turned down a great job. You were rising through the ranks. You told the truth. You had them come after you twice, indict you. You defeated it with a jury in a world of cowards because folks talk big till the hammer comes down. I got to tell you, Joe, I met you 17 years ago, and I'm proud to know you. Anytime you come through Austin, we'd love to have you in studio. You and your family, great troopers. Your sons and everybody fighting tyranny. We're really proud of your work, and it's people like you that have made this country great. And I think out of all this tyranny, we're going to end up even being greater in the end coming through this. So I want to salute you and thank you. 30-second final comment.
Oh, God bless you, Alex, and everybody there. I love coming there in person and saying hi to everybody. I would say, like, let's honor one of Pope Francis's requests. He asked people to pray for him. So let's all pray for him and pray for each other that we can discern corruption when it's skulking around, and that we have the courage to expose it, and that if enough of us do that and pray for each other for strength, we can actually do away with this. But we have to remember that, you know, God knows what's going on. Jesus knows what's going on in the world and in his church, and we need to keep that dialogue going with God and establish or reestablish or strengthen the relationship with God and pray for one another, and I think that amazing things can happen.
Great points. That. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job, crew.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.